Well, as you've already heard a few times, we had our yearly meeting sessions, started Wednesday and went through yesterday. And our theme verse for yearly meeting this year came out of Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I'm sure you've all heard it at one time or another about the cord of three strands, and I want to share a little bit about that this morning. And I've already changed my message two or three times throughout the week. Fully expected to hear a lot about this verse this week and really didn't hear a lot about, specifically out of Ecclesiastes. But a lot of the things that we did hear kind of went with that theme of just depending on one another. And the thought that kept going through my head was a friend of mine who serves in Mid-America told me several years ago that they were taking on a new mission statement, and that their mission statement is better together. And so that's kind of where I got the title of my message. But more than that, it goes to the idea that in America, we really take independence pretty seriously, to the point where a lot of times we don't like to work together. We don't like to ask for help. We don't like to utilize the gifts of others. And so they really wanted to break down that barrier, because that barrier seems to go into the church as well. And say, you know what? We could do pretty good on our own, but we could do a whole lot better together. If we share resources, if we share gifts and ideas and abilities, we're going to go a lot farther for God's glory. And so I really liked that theme. And again, kind of unfolded that a little bit at yearly meeting, talking about how different churches and organizations can work together in cooperation to really do a new thing. And that's a phrase that I heard a lot this week, a new thing. God's doing a new thing among us. And so, before I get really into what I want to share this morning, though, I just want to share some song lyrics with you and play a little game to see if you can tell me what song it's from. And a lot of these were from before I was born, so you're going to have to help me out. I'll reach out my hand to you. I'll have faith in all you do. Just call my name and I'll be there. Lean on me? That's not. It's actually I'll Be There. The Jackson 5 sang that. First came out in 1970, so I was negative 11. But then Mariah Carey re-released it in 92. I don't sing. All right. Second song. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. You've got a friend. Bye. That guy named James Taylor. That was also released in the 70s. All right, third song. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure. That's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. And do you know who sang that? Actually, it was Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, Elton John, and Stevie Wonder. They wrote that song for the American Foundation for AIDS. That was in 1986, so I was 5 then. All right, and then this one you should all know because it's fairly recent, and if you have kids especially. Let's see. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. And where is that from? Toy Story. All right. What's the common theme in these songs? What's the common denominator in all of these songs? Friendship. And friendship means dependability. They all talk about how they are dependable friends. Because we can call ourselves friends all we want, but if we're not dependable, then, you know, it's just a lot of lip service. According to the dictionary, to be dependable means to be capable of being depended on, suitable or fit to be relied on, worthy of one's best, good, reliable, responsible, safe, solid, steady, sure, tried and true, trustworthy, trusty. Now, we call ourselves friends. The denomination that we are part of is the Friends Church. And the verse that gives inspiration to that title is John 15:14, which says, "You are my friends if you do what I command." And what does God command of us? What are the two greatest commandments? To love God and love others. And of course, loving God and loving others requires dependability, right? We have to be intentional in our relationships. And I think Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12 really gives a good illustration of what it means to be a dependable and good friend. And so I really want to try to unfold that a little bit this morning and talk about what that might look like in our congregation, in Iowa Yearly Meeting, and of course, in the bigger picture of God's kingdom, the Church Universal. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. In what ways can you show that you're a dependable friend, that you can be counted on? How can we, as the church, show the world that we are dependable friends? And I think the first thing we can do is we can serve. It says two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. So basically, working together yields a lot more than working by yourself. We try to do a lot of things on our own. It's hard to ask for help. And I think it's becoming harder to even offer help when somebody doesn't come right out and ask it. And I think we've struggled with that as a church with our Helping Hands Committee and other things that we try to do. For a long time, we would just wait for someone to ask. And we've started to try to be more proactive and really looking for the needs of our community and trying to fulfill those needs. But how does that work even in the midst of our church? Because I know that there are people here that need things, maybe not physically. You know, I think we've talked a lot in the last couple of weeks about how we can really break down the idea that, you know, we know each other well. Because I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, in the weeks of that I've been visiting with them, that I've gone to this church for X number of years and I've known this person for X number of years, but I really don't know them. And as I started to share that, people started to say, yeah, I feel that way too. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't even get to the point where we know more about a person than what they do for a living. And somebody said to me, I don't even know what some of these people do for a living. I know where they work. I know what their job title is, but I don't know what they do. We don't ever get that far in conversation. And so if we don't even know what we're doing for a living, how do we know what people's needs are spiritually, physically, emotionally? How can we encourage one another, edify one another, build each other up, push each other forward in the spiritual journey? We have to be dependable, trustworthy. And so serving together, serving one another, sharing in life struggles, keeping each other accountable. These are things that God calls us to do. We call ourselves friends, big F. And in order to fulfill that idea, we have to be friends, little f. It sounds kind of cheesy, I know. The second way I know I can count on you that you're dependable is by support. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? There was a newspaper that ran a contest for the best definition of the word friend. And the winner wrote this: a friend is one who comes in when the whole world has gone out. And in Proverbs 17:17, it says, a friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times. Contemporary English version says, a friend is always a friend. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter if you've made a mistake. It doesn't matter if you've walked off the path that you know that person's supposed to be on. A friend is always a friend. Sometimes friendship looks a little rough because you have to offer a word of correction. But a friend is always a friend. The common denominator is love. We love that person. We're going to be there for that person no matter what happens, no matter what decisions that they made. We're going to be there for them. If you don't have friendship and you fall, no one's there to pick you up. Third, I can count on you for security. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And then, of course, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. A dependable person protects their friend. Gossip is not something that is encouraging to friendship. Talking behind someone's back. To defend your friend goes beyond physical protection. Defend their relationship. Defend their spiritual life with God. Sometimes you have to defend that when they're not willing to do it themselves. The reason we become part of churches and organizations and larger bodies is because we need people around us. God created us to have community with one another. I learned something new this week at Yearly Meeting during a workshop that Dr. Adrian Halverstadt gave. God's name that he chose for himself, Elohim, actually means we are community. And God created us in his image, and so if God is community and he created us, then we too are community. We weren't meant to do this by ourselves. And I talked with a lot of people about what that looks like, and I wasn't born and raised in Iowa, but I was just next door in Kansas, and I know the Midwest mentality is, man, I'm going to do this by myself. I don't need anybody else. I've got this covered. And if we allow that to carry over into our spiritual lives, we're already done. We have to support one another. We have to edify one another. It takes community. That's how God made us. Have you ever been lonely? Is it very fun? There's a reason that certain things start to happen to us emotionally and physically when we're alone, when we're lonely. Because that's not what we were created to do. It's not how we were created to operate in this world. Sometimes, like I said, that community can lead to not always approving of someone's decisions, but to be there for them even in the midst of that decision. And we've been talking a lot about accountability the last few weeks, and a lot about, you know, getting beyond the entry-level conversations to ask, how are you doing with God? How are you doing spiritually right now? And I hope and pray that those conversations have started to happen in the last couple of weeks. And I know that they're awkward, aren't they? It's awkward at first to go up to someone and say, hey, nice day today. By the way, how are you doing with God? But we have to get beyond the awkwardness if we really truly desire to move forward in this thing that God's calling us to. We talk a lot about our mission statement here, and I probably brought it up more than you care to hear about it. But I think it's important for us to understand this is what we, as a congregation, said that God is calling us to do. And so if that's true, then we need to remember it, and we need to pursue it. And we need to do it together. And it starts within our body. How can we go out and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in whatever way we can if we have a hard time asking each other how we're doing in that relationship? If we have a hard time pushing each other forward when some of us are stuck? I thought and prayed a lot about this message this week. And I feel like there are certain elements that maybe keep us from moving forward. And I think one of those elements has to do with some history that's happened at Bangor Liberty Friends Church. And I don't know the exact ins and outs of the history of this church. I've tried to ask before, and I think that's another awkward conversation. So a lot of people haven't really wanted to open up that information to me. But I know enough to understand that there has been some colorful history with leadership here. And I don't know if that's a barrier or not, but I wanted to stand before you today and let you know that I'm here now. I'm not going anywhere. I love you guys. I've been here for a year now, a year next Sunday. And I plan to be here for many more years. So I'm sorry that different and awkward circumstances have happened with past leadership, but I don't intend on letting that happen. So if that's what's keeping you from from just saying, yeah, let's do it, let's move forward, if that's one of your stumbling blocks, let's move past that. I've built pretty strong relationships with a good number of you, and I'm not going to turn my back on you. God called me to be here, and I'm here until he says, your work there is done. So let's start to tear those walls down, all right? Let's move forward in the things that God's calling us to. I've shared with you time and time again, I think God wants something amazing to come out of Bangor Liberty Friends Church. And I think it's going to spill out into our community. It's going to spill out into our yearly meeting. It's going to spill out into God's church. But it's going to take all of us. It's going to take us saying, you know what? I have been hurt in the past. It is hard for me to trust. It's hard for me to trust you as a pastor. It's hard for me to trust other people in this church because things have happened. But I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm willing to give it my all. So that's what I'm asking. It's not a small thing I'm asking for. I'm asking for everything you've got. Not for me, but for God. I shared a verse last Sunday, and I was able to share that with a friend earlier this week at yearly meeting who's having some trouble in his own church. And it's the verse where Jesus says, if you don't hate your father and your mother, your sister, your brother, your husband and your wife, then you're not worthy to be my disciple. And I shared with him that word hate doesn't mean that you have to like hate them and like disown them and move out and stuff like that. That's not what it means. It means that God wants you to relinquish the control over those things. To say, you know what, these relationships are ones that I hold very dear and I don't want anything bad to happen. And so I'm going to make sure that, you know, I'm giving a little bit, but I'm not going to give enough that I'm vulnerable in those things. And the reason he lists those exact relationships is because that's kind of the golden standard for relationships in our life. And it means this and everything below it. If I'm asking for you, for your husband, your wife, your kids, for your own life, then I'm asking for everything. So are we willing to give everything? And I'm not saying just because I, you know, shared some emotional words that tomorrow you're going to wake up and be willing, but I'm asking that, can we move forward? Can we start to pursue that? Can we start to tear down those barriers and heal those past wounds so that God can really do something awesome here? And I pray that the answer is yes. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your presence here today. Lord, for the words that you've laid on my heart and for the challenge that you've laid in front of all of us. Lord, we ask that you help us begin to heal from things that maybe we didn't even realize were holding us back. Lord, we pray that you are that third cord in that rope. Lord, that our relationships are centered on you, that our desire to move forward and to pursue the mission that you've laid on our hearts includes you. Lord, I don't know exactly where you're leading us, but I know you're going to take us to places we haven't even dreamed of yet, if we're willing to give you our all. So Lord, I pray that begins even now. And that when we look back, we can say, I remember. I remember that day that I decided that I was going to let go. And look what you've done since. Lord, be with us as we leave. Be with us as we talk about your business in the monthly meeting. Help us to remember to listen, to let you lead, and to follow where you're going. In Jesus' name.